Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Roll free record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
Okay, let's go. Super Talk Eagle Hour is on the air. We're at the Southern Bank Corps studio here in Hattiesburg. Bob Getty and Kelly Santer. We're glad you're with us. Opening segment of the show today, sponsored by our good buddies over at Movie Star Restaurant, where you go for the best Southern cooking buffet in the land. They serve it up 6 days a week and on Friday night as well. I'll be there tomorrow night. Great place to go on Friday night. You can enjoy the buffet or you can order off the menu, and the food is always good. Movie Star Buffet, they've been serving delicious food for 25 years here in the Pine Belt. All right, Lee Roberts, former Southern Miss quarterback, of course, and color commentator for the Gold Eagle Radio Network, going to be on the show a little later. But first, we want to take kind of a different interview approach, something that we find interesting about college athletics. And so we've invited Marcus Carr onto the show. Now, most of you are not going to know who Marcus Carr is. Marcus, does anybody still call you Marcus other than your mother?
She actually doesn't call me Marcus too often. my wife is about the only one that actually calls me Marcus all the time.
I got you. Well, for listeners that don't know, Marcus is known by a more famous name, and that is DJ Cujo. Now, what percentage of people call you that, and what percentage, I guess only your wife calls you Marcus, right?
Yeah, for the most part.
I got you.
Unless he's in trouble.
Or the people that just found out my name is Marcus, they try to overdo it and call me Marcus all the time.
So, okay. So if you hear your mother go, "Marcus Carr, come here," you know you've probably screwed up.
I'm in trouble. at 44 years of age, if my mom calls me my full name, I am in trouble.
Well, I can relate to that, brother. I can relate to that. Marcus, we wanted to invite you on for a couple of reasons. Obviously, you've made a name for yourself around here, but you know, this is an interesting subject to us because, and you correct me now anywhere that I'm wrong, 5-10 years ago, men that have a business like yours were not seen at college football games. So I want to take you back to when you started your DJ business and tell us, how did that get started?
Well, actually, today is actually my 17th year anniversary DJing.
Wow.
I got started, this actually is the anniversary of Michael Jackson's passing, and when I was at Jones, I would do mix CDs, the LimeWire and the Napster and all that stuff, and I would make playlist CDs, and when Michael Jackson passed, I just started getting into mixing, and I made a Michael Jackson mix. My mentor, DJ Sweat, who was the Cujo of that time, in Hattiesburg, he DJed all the university events and all the Hattiesburg events. He brought me on and he played my mix at a club one night with a whole bunch of college students, and it jammed so hard that he played it twice. I want to say he was getting ready to move to either Indiana or Ohio, and he taught me how to DJ, and it, the rest was history.
All right, so when you got your business started, what sort of venues did you work?
So I was at the original Mugshots when Ron and them first had that. The bottling company is now an event venue, but at that time it was a club. I was there. Mm-hmm. Before Benny's Boom Boom Room, downtown, it was Oasis and Taste Bar and Lounge. And I would do club parties, random club parties in the South, and also college parties on campus. I've been DJing for the university for 16 years now.
Okay. And then it began to grow. And when did your profession start entering the world of collegiate athletics?
I want to say maybe 6-7 years ago. I literally begged. I was like, I've DJed every organization on campus. and this is before, this is like maybe 10 to 13 years ago, I was like, we need a DJ in the Rock. And that was my dream job. And fast forward, I got my dream job.
Now,
but I would say it was probably about six, seven years ago.
Now, one of the other things that was kind of spreading like wildfire on social media and whatnot was, what are we going to do? Because DJ Cujo is moving. So everybody's so all Southern Miss fans were going, what are we going to do without Cujo? But that's the bad news, but there certainly is good news here. Cujo, tell us.
Yeah, the bad news is that I have left Mississippi. The good news is I have not left Southern Miss. I will still be the DJ there. I will still be DJing in Hattiesburg. Nothing has changed but my area code.
Okay, so good. So we can still count on your entertaining during. But man, you're going to be putting on a lot of miles on that car, huh?
Well, I'm actually closer now. I was living in Canton, Mississippi, during my first season, so I was about 2 hours away. Now I'm about an hour and a half. So yeah, I'm a little bit closer. I definitely have been putting miles on my I named my vehicle after my grandmother. My truck's name is Pearl. So I feel like I put almost 320,000 miles on it, and I think it's because of her grace and the grace of God that I'm still rolling like I am.
Well, now your DJ business, certainly everybody knows about, but I got to tell you, brother, and you just mentioned that you're 44 years old, and I'm not sure Bob or a lot of listeners might know this, but you're also a fitness influencer. Buddy, I'm telling you, at 44 and you're still throwing out a six-pack abs, man, you're doing something right, man.
Not the same kind of six-packs you throw down every night, right?
No, mine.
Okay.
Mine are of the 16-ounce variety.
I know.
Yeah.
Yours are healthier, Marcus. Yours are healthier.
Yes, sir. I want to be able to be an inspiration to, especially with us in the South. It's not the fact that we don't know what to eat. We don't know how to eat and eat for energy versus eat for taste and comfort. So what I want to do is be an inspiration to those that I want them to be able to see, all right, Marcus is, I'll be 45 next month, July 29th. And I want them to see I've done this all natural. No shots, no TRT, no peptides, no GLP-1s. This is all just hard work and dedication. And I just want to let them know that even if you don't want to have a six-pack, you can still live a healthier life.
That's a great message to a lot of young people, because a lot of young people are not hearing that message, are they, Marcus?
Not really. We live in a microwave society.
Yeah.
So when you have to take the long path, people kind of shun it. But I feel it's not about the end goal. It's about what you become during that time. And this journey has been a blessing to me.
So, Marcus, I'm sure you know other people in your career area. Is what we've seen with your DJ service at Southern Miss events, is that something that you're seeing at colleges around the country, at football and basketball games?
Oh, yes. There are several DJs that I've come in contact with, especially when I was at Mississippi State, the SEC DJs. We had a close-knit friendship. And then also the Sunbelt Conference DJs, I'm cool with the Troy DJ and South Alabama's DJ. I know UCF's DJ, and I know Georgia Southern's DJ. So, it's become a close-knit community. I have DJ friends that DJ for the Wizards and the Mystics in D.C. Her name is DJ Heat, and she was the one that just kept telling me it's going to happen, especially when I was to the point of just giving up. I was like, I won't DJ for USM because I won't DJ sports for USM because that's not what they want. And then we had, like I say, God just put his hand on me, and the band got double booked, and I ended up doing that big ULL game in 2023 when we had 8,300 people in there.
That was crazy night.
In Reed Green Coliseum, that was my actual sports debut.
Is that right? Well, I had no idea. Boy, you couldn't have picked a better night, could you?
And the ending was amazing.
Yeah.
And, so that really just started the ball rolling in my sports career.
Yeah.
And I want to talk a little bit about music.
All right. Well, I tell you what, let's hang on. Marcus, okay. Can you hang on through this short break? We're about to hit a heartbreaker.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
we've got Marcus Carr, a.k.a. DJ Cujo, on the show. As we head to the break, we want to remind you about Forest Health Center, Forest Health Care. They remind you that keeping up with your favorite team is fun, but you're always going to be the most important player. Be sure you get an annual physical. Eat right, exercise like Marcus, and your health will be as good as it can be. Forest Health can help you with expert medical care closer to home, foresthealth.org. We'll be right back. Super Talk Eagle Hour is on the air.
Big news from Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel. We've moved. You'll now find us directly behind our old building, right by Sawmill Animal Hospital. We're still your trusted electrical distributor, carrying everything from conduit to tape. And don't forget our full line of Milwaukee tools. Whether you're a contractor or a DIY pro, stop by the new Robinson Electric Supply at 1222 West 6th Street and see what's lighting up Laurel. Robinson Electric Supply. New location, same trusted service.
Southern Miss to the top.
All right, welcome back, everybody. This segment sponsored by Eagle Tire West out on Highway 98 West. Matt Warren and his great staff. They sell premium Goodyear products, all major tire brands. They do full service work on cars and trucks. If you're up on Hardy Street, check out Eagle Tire. That's Matt's dad. Eagle Tire West, that's the one Matt runs. Together, they've been in business since 1985. They're local folks in Big Southern Miss supporters and great friends of ours, and we certainly appreciate all that they do. Hey, don't forget about our podcast. It's on Apple, Audible, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, YouTube. You can tell Alexa or Siri to play the Eagle Hour for you, and it'll be there for you, and many of you find us that way every day. We're grateful to you. Going to continue our conversation with Marcus Carr. You probably know him as DJ Cujo, and Marcus, I think Kelly wanted to continue the question.
Yeah, and for the record, Cujo, my body wasn't built with shots or peptides either.
it was built with buffets and Pabst Blue Ribbon, Marcus.
And Bluebell ice cream. Can't forget that.
Hey, so Bluebell has I hadn't tried it yet, but Bluebell has a new protein ice cream that I've been dying to try, so I think I'm going to try it. And I'll let you know if it's good to eat.
Well, I'll pass. But anyway, what I want to add, you say 17 years in the business now, and you're getting ready for another academic year at Southern Miss where you'll be at The Rock and Reed Green and so on. The evolution of music, you mentioned, and I didn't realize that today was 17 years that Michael Jackson had passed away. How has music changed in that 17-year period, and where do you see music going in the next 17 years?
Like we were talking on the break, live instrumentation, I want to say from production stand, has gone the way of just electronic versus analog, digital versus analog, but I do see a swing back in the other direction. People want that feeling back that the internet or electronic or digital music can't give you. I think that's one reason why music is so recyclable now, is because there is no soul in it. Like you said, the boomer generation, like those are timeless classics. The Motowns, the Led Zeppelins, the Van Halens, Smokey Robinsons,
right.
And all of that soul is there. No matter what the genre of music is, and I think we're getting back to that.
And how do you, with all of the new music that is available, electronic or otherwise, how do you keep track of what's good, what's bad, what to use. And I know a lot of it we've talked before about knowing your audience, but how do you know what to implement in your different shows?
It's really about digging into the crates. We don't really do it. I mean, you still go to record stores and shout out to T-Bones, but it's really like an electronic digging of the crates, researching the songs that are popular, especially with sports. You want to give a feel of excitement. You want the players to be amped up. You want the fans to be amped up. And that all comes with research and sitting down for about 3 or 4 hours and just listening to music and like, okay, I think this will go good for a fourth and one. I think this will go good for a third down. Oh, we just scored a touchdown. This is gonna get the momentum swinging. It's really just about, like we said before, knowing your crowd, researching the music, and making sure that you play it at the right time.
Marcus, having built some businesses myself, I know how difficult that is. And you're in year 17 now, but it didn't come overnight, I'm going to guess. Kind of take us down that road a little bit of how your business developed and the difficulties that you may have faced to get where you are today.
I tend to call it now unrelenting delusion. I always tell myself every day, if you get up and do the work, the results have no other choice but to show up. Mm-hmm. Even if they don't show up today, they're going to show up tomorrow. If they don't show up this year, they're going to show up next year. What are you willing to do for the dream that you have? I wanted to DJ for our university for 15 years before I got my shot. Are you willing to sacrifice 15 years of hard work to get to a dream that you hadn't realized yet?
Hmm. Well, that's a good lesson for not only business. That's a good lesson for anything you're trying to accomplish.
Well, and he talked about, you know, being relentless for 15 years. I've been trying to get Beyonce's attention for that long, and I still haven't.
Marcus, go ahead and tell him that's not going to happen. He's talked about that for 10 years. That's not going to happen,
hey,
is
you
it,
know
Marcus?
What? Hey. Anything can happen.
All right, look, before we let you go, my man, let's clarify things. Are you going to be at football this fall?
I will be at volleyball, I'll be at football, I will be at basketball, I will be at all the fall Southern Miss events.
All right, we had heard Mississippi State tried to snatch you away, is that correct?
Well, no, they, well, yeah, yes and no. A few boosters gave me a call, and I said I would rather be home.
I got you. You're a Golden Eagle.
So it was just that simple.
And DJ Cujo also hosts some parties at Serengeti Springs, which is the water park in Hattiesburg, yeah. And adults only, you know, once the park closes. Mm-hmm. And I think there's one tomorrow night, right, Marcus?
Yes, we're going to be at Serengeti Springs tomorrow night from 6:30 to 10. I'll be celebrating 17 years with the city that I love. And if you hadn't got a ticket, come out. Bob, wear you some sunglasses and come hear some Juvenile and some Cardi B.
Marcus, thanks for coming on the Eagle Hour, my man. We appreciate it. And listen now, if Beyonce reaches out and asks about Kelly, don't let him know, okay? He'll be unbearable.
Although if I came to his party tomorrow night, I would have to be the favorite in the twerk off, I would think.
Oh God! Don't put that thought in my head. Marcus, thank you, my man. I appreciate you coming on the show today.
Man, thank y'all for having me. Y'all have an amazing Thursday.
Marcus Carr, everybody. DJ Cujo. I don't want you to ever say that around me again. Okay. I don't want that image. It's like a damn song. You can't get out of your head. Now you've stuck that image in my head.
Actually, I tried it one time and hurt myself. So I don't.
Good. Good. I hope it hurt you so bad you'll never try it again.
Yeah. God spoke very clear to me after that. Very clearly.
He's a nice young guy,
yeah.
And he's like so many things you see in life. His when you talk to him personally, it's a lot different than his, you know, stick that he does. And I say that respectfully. He built a business for himself. Let's be honest. But it's just another example of how things never stay the same.
Right.
How things evolve, and now that has become sort of the norm in college athletics, which 5 years ago you would have been shocked to see that. Am I
well,
right?
and Super Bowls, you'll see, you know, prior to the Super Bowls, they'll have the DJ mm-hmm. stands, and some of these World Cup matches have the DJs mm-hmm. going. It is just a different thing, and I remember Elton John. Who certainly is a singer from our day, who's now retired. But one of the things that Larry King, a famous interviewer, once asked him is what would you attribute your success over all these years? And Elton John's response was, my willingness to change. Because things are going to change. Mm-hmm. And if you don't change with it, you're going to get left behind.
Isn't that in every business?
Sure.
Every business model.
And I think a lot of like pro football coaches, and we see it now in college basketball coaches and football coaches, to where this NIL and transfer portal has changed the mm-hmm. game. Mm-hmm. And these coaches, and there is, it's perfectly fine, they were not willing to change with it. So they just said, well, I'm going home.
You and I are both in business, and we've seen that in business. I mean, businesses are run dramatically different today than they were run 10 years ago, Kelly. I mean, it's pretty hard sometimes for guys like us to observe things and think, that's not, you know, that's normal.
And I think when history books are written, Bob, I think that, you know, in the future, I think one of the things they're going to look back to is COVID. Was how much not only COVID changed the way we did business, there's a lot more, you know, working from home, remote, you know, using computers. There's a lot of office spaces across the country now that are sitting empty because mm-hmm. That one event, which certainly was a worldwide tragedy for all of us and all the people that we lost, is going to have far-reaching implications for many years to come, I think.
Well, good lessons today from Marcus Carr.
Yes.
And that lesson is, if you want to really succeed in a business, you're going to have to be willing to sacrifice, and you're going to have to be willing to do far above what the normal guy is going to do, or you're never going to succeed.
And I've been trying to do that, but it's made no impression on Beyonce.
And it's not going to. Home repair, home remodeling, maybe Taylor Swift. Home construction. Everything you need. You are a Swiftie, aren't you?
Oh, whoever.
Everything you need for your next project. And Hank, I apologize for intertwining that in your commercial. Project Home Lawn or Garden is available at MCS Home Center in Bellevue. It's Hattiesburg's new improvement home center. Local folks eager to help you, 7329 Highway 98 West. My wife has fallen in love with MCS Home Center.
I've got to get
particularly
some,
the garden.
I've got to get some new peepers, too, because I sat on my other ones. And
even peepers are not that durable.
They're not totally indestructible, right?
MCS Home Center, 7329 Highway 98 West. We're going to find Lee Roberts next. Stay with us.
Tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
All right, welcome back, everybody. This segment is sponsored by DBAT down on Hardy Street, where you go for adult sports training. If you're a pickleball player, tennis player, golfer even, and you want to make your game the best it can be, they've got experts down there that can help you get limber and loose and ready for your sport. DBAT on Hardy Street, Luke Reynolds is the general manager, and we thank them very much for their support of our program. Genesis of Hattiesburg as well. They're the official auto dealer of the Eagle Hour, Genesis sedans and SUVs. All from Mississippi's exclusive Genesis dealership. You'll find them on Highway 98 West in Hattiesburg. You can't miss it. It is a gorgeous, gorgeous facility. Okay, we've made a lot of friends on this show in the past 10 years, none more so than our next guest, and we're always very happy to have our good buddy Lee Roberts on the show with us. And he's our football analyst in the fall, and was the recent guest of mine in the Legends podcast. Drew a big audience, man. And I knew people liked you. I didn't know you were as popular as you were until that happened, Lee. Man.
Well, we'll just, who knows really what to say to that. So maybe people were just bored this summer and tuned into that one. I'm not really sure, but I appreciate it. It was great sitting down with you, spending that hour or so and kind of reminiscing about, you know, the good Southern Miss days and right. Looking forward to the great Southern Miss days ahead right. as well.
Releasing one today with Jeff Posey, who just got put in the M Club Hall of Fame, another great Southern Miss football player. And, Lee, there have been so many guys like you and Jeff Posey that have come through the program in recent years that have been excellent. And I don't want to put you on the spot here, but how difficult have the last few years been for you guys that did nothing but win when you were here, you and players like Jeff Posey?
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned Jeff. He's such a solid guy, a guy that, you know, just an upstanding citizen, a great football player, and well-deserved award going into the Hall of Fame. So congrats to him.
Yeah, but, no question.
You know, it is. It is difficult. I mean, in my time at Southern Miss, I mean, I became a Southern Miss fan in 94 when I arrived on campus and, you know, will be until I am 6 feet under. And, you know, win, lose. I'm going to continue to be, but it is difficult because we know the tradition that Southern Miss has, what's been set before, you know, back in the 80s and the 90s and even the 2000 era. But I feel like we can get back. I mean, obviously last year, a glimmer of hope, what Charles Huff came in and, you know, after one season was able to do it, but unfortunately lost him, and we were able to keep Blake Anderson. So hopefully Blake can keep some of that momentum going. It'll be a different roster indeed, however, but mm-hmm. This is kind of that season between, you know, baseball and football where there's not a whole lot going on, and you just start to think about, hey, there's opportunities ahead of us with Southern Miss football and a lot of great expectations, and we'll see what happens. I know he's put together the best roster that he could and the time frame that he's been able to, and we'll hope for the best, but we won't know until they tee off in early September.
Nobody knows the game any better than you. Put in perspective how patient fans need to be with the new coach and what kind of task is in front of him, Lee.
He's got a tall task, and I think if you ask him, he'll tell you, to be honest. The way this portal is and the way kids jump in it and leave and the short time frame that you have the opportunity to try to catch a kid in the portal, review his film and make an offer. I mean, it is a difficult task, you know, but I believe in Blake Anderson. He's a guy that's proven at Arkansas State. He was a proven head coach at Utah State as well. You know, he was the offensive coordinator of that team last year. I know he's not proud of how they performed in the New Orleans Bowl last year as the head coach, but he knows they've got a lot of growing to do. And we lost a lot. I mean, lost a lot of players, very little roster back on this team. But you never know. Every team in the Sun Belt will face a little bit of what we're facing. There's going to be roster turnover everywhere. So you never really know what you're going to have until you do tee it up. So on paper, there will be projections and predictions, and people will talk, but until those 18 to 23-year-old kids line up and suit it up, we will never know. But, again, I think some expectations have been set, and I think he has the bar set high as well. And he wants to foremost put his team in a bowl this year, wants to compete for a conference championship, and build from there. You know, and I think reaching a bowl is definitely feasible. You know, and starting to compete for another championship, I think is feasible as well.
One of the most frustrating things as a journalist, and I'm putting up air quotes as we talk here, you know, covering this team and covering Southern Miss for some 40 years, Lee, that I've never been put into before is when people will ask us on the street, how are we going to be this year? I honestly, truthfully tell them, I don't know. Because we've never been in this situation that the roster has been so depleted. And Coach Anderson, who's been very transparent, has said that he spent most of the time spring just learning the personnel. So when I ask this next question, it's not to be critical, but it's to be pragmatic and realistic. Because of the uncertainty of the personnel. Is it realistic to think that this team could get to a bowl?
I mean, absolutely. I mean, I think the work they put in the spring and the summer will flow right into the fall. Again, does that mean we will be in a bowl this coming up year? No, it does not. But I think anything is up in the air. And again, really the difference from last year and this year is Huff brought players from Marshall.
Right.
Coach Blake Anderson brought players from Utah State. And we really didn't have that. So, yes, when you said that he had to learn his players and learn his roster, that's exactly what he has to do. And I'm sure he's still trying to figure it out as well, trying to figure out, hey, who will be the best 11 when we open up in the fall. But no, I'm not gonna sell this team short whatsoever. I'm not gonna say we are gonna win a conference championship, but hey, all it takes is 6 wins to get into a bowl. That's really for another discussion on another day as well, because I feel like you gotta do more than just win 6 games. But that's the way it is right now, and you know, they'll set their team goals and they'll get to work, and as they already have. And I will be disappointed if we're not in a bowl, but again, it's a long season and a long year. Guys have got to work, put the time in, and stay healthy as well.
And there is an Eastern Division and a Western Division, of course, in football that there's not in baseball. And doing some early work and prepping for the upcoming football season, I see as the West being much more wide open than the East, where James Madison, with the return of Billy Napier, the former Louisiana coach by way of the University of Florida, back in the Sun Belt. Old Dominion has built itself quite a team over in the East. But, Leah, I see the East wide open.
You mean the West wide open?
I'm sorry, the West, yes, the West.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think you're right. Again, I mean, there's roster turnover, so what does each team have? And, yeah, I mean, you throwing out names like Billy Napier, I mean, that's a phenomenal coaching name in the college football world, what James Madison's been able to do over the last several years. Yeah, Old Dominion, great, but you just never know. I mean, what you're going to see with a team like Louisiana Tech or a team like South Alabama or Troy, some of the teams that we're going to be playing there in the West. And, hey, you show up, you lace your cleats just like the opponent does, and you get to work. And football is a great game. It's a funny game as well. But, yeah, I mean, I think the West is definitely doable.
Lee, how would you summarize Blake Anderson's philosophy? What you know? For example, Jeff Byer was a defense, run the ball first, throw in second quarterback. I coach, I think that's fair to say, believed in the running game and playing defense. What is Coach Anderson's philosophy?
I mean, I think he's a guy that kind of wants to run a balanced attack as well. I mean, if the running game is being successful, I think you'll see that. If it's a passing type situation, I think you'll see that as well. And I think he's a guy that would do a little bit of both. I mean, bubble screens, regular screens, going to try to air it out down the middle as well. Work the hashes. I don't think he's afraid to open it up, but I think he's not going to ever forget about the running game either. So I think it's going to be a fun offense. We saw a little bit of it last year. And obviously, him bringing in a new coordinator as well, but he's a guy that he is very familiar with. So I'm anxious to see what this offense can do.
All right, my friend. You know, we always appreciate your input. We look forward to having you on the show all fall. And we'll be back in touch with you between now and football. We're not going to go that long without bugging you. But thanks for your time today, as always, buddy.
Hey, no, absolutely. And, hey, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention Demon, his wife, and congrats to them on their baby this week, too. So,
1,000%.
Hey, we appreciate you guys, man.
All right, Lee Roberts, everybody. Lee Roberts, the great Lee Roberts, one of the great quarterbacks. I say the most underrated Southern Miss quarterback in history.
And Grandpa Lee Roberts.
That's a good thing. Yeah. He was happy about that, too.
Of course, right? He was. Of course.
All right, we'll be right back. But first, as we head to the break, let me remind you about our good friends at Mobay Beignet Company, 2902 Hardy Street, where you get fresh desserts made to order when you come in, covered in white powdered sugar, cold and hot coffees. Whew.
Go on.
Mobay Beignet. And this month, what is it? It's
we get peach, strawberry.
2902 Hardy Street. Eagle Hour will be right back.
Big news from Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel. We've moved. You'll now find us directly behind our old building, right by Sawmill Animal Hospital. We're still your trusted electrical distributor, carrying everything from conduit to tape. And don't forget our full line of Milwaukee tools. Whether you're a contractor or a DIY pro, stop by the new Robinson Electric Supply at 1222 West 6th Street and see what's lighting up Laurel. Robinson Electric Supply. New location, same trusted service.
Southern Miss to the top. To the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Glad you could join us today. I want to remind you that if you've got some old jewelry sitting around the house, gold or silver, you can take it to Jewel Masters on Highway 98 West. Ask for Marty Vick, and Marty is the area's expert in buying gold and silver, and he's pretty much dedicating a lot more of his time than in the past to that right now. They still do a lot of custom jewelry work, and they're just in a better place in the world to buy jewelry than Jewel Masters, and in a better place in the world to sell your old silver and gold coins at Jewel Masters. Just give them a call. Marty will set it up. And I hear that silver is becoming more and more valuable, Kelly.
I don't really know anything about it.
Apparently, but it's used a lot in cell phones and a lot of computer development. And
the less we have to get from China,
the better. China is where the virus came from. China.
That's right.
So Jewel Masters, Highway 98 West. And if you want to cater an event in the near future, I would suggest Dickie's Barbecue Pit. That's one of their very best specialties. I have catered them many times at baseball. I know Kelly's catered them as well. Never a disappointment.
And you got the 4th of July holidays coming up.
Well, great point.
You know, so that's sometimes people get all stressed out about the holidays because we got to get this, and we got to eat that. No, man, just call Dickie's. And they go, yeah, but it's cheaper for me to prepare it at the house. Well, yeah, but then you're going to have the stress of worrying mm-hmm. about all that mm-hmm. when you want to be there enjoying your company and the kids. And
dude, they make the best brisket in the world.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
And that they have a baked potato casserole. Give me the baked potato casserole, some fried okra, and a brisket, and watch how obnoxious I can.
I like the cream spinach. You know that.
You mix it with, but you mix it with ice cream. It just doesn't seem right to me.
Oh, Bob, you haven't lived. I mix anything with ice cream.
My dear friend Larry Warren, when he was with us, he used to tell me that I never would try this, Kelly. My wife just would not even talk to him about it. But he claimed that one of the greatest meals that you can have is Vienna sausage and honey buns.
Oh, yeah, I don't
know. And take the big bite of Vienna and then a good bite of the honey bun. He said, you know, the meat and the sweetness just kind of combined. And now, did I ever see him eat that? No. And I always questioned him about that. Are you sure you've really eaten that? And he would tell me that, oh, yeah, he's eaten it a million times.
Well, what Elvis?
Try it out, guys. Vienna sausage and honey buns.
Now, Elvis liked the peanut butter and banana sandwiches?
And young girls.
Oh, okay. my dad.
I don't blame him. He was.
My dad growing up would put ketchup in his cottage cheese.
He just insisted
on putting.
Please don't tell me you put ketchup on.
No, I don't.
My father-in-law used to do this: ketchup on scrambled eggs.
I've heard of that too. Yeah,
the smell of ketchup
down in the South, it's more hot sauce on scrambled eggs.
Well, now I got a grandson, River.
Yeah,
and he eats hot sauce on literally everything. Literally everything. You know how one time Hillary Clinton claimed she was pandering and claimed she had hot sauce in her purse, which we all knew was a lie? I do believe River goes around with a bottle of hot sauce in his back pocket. I do think that.
I think that'd be a little tough on my digest, all that hot sauce.
I've never seen a kid eat so much hot sauce as him, but, you know, food's food, right, Kelly?
Yeah, I guess it is.
Is there anything better than food at our age, Kelly?
That's about all we have to look forward to. That and the rosewood looks good on that casket. Yeah, I'll lay in that one. You know,
Let me try that one out. Can I just lay here a few minutes and kind of get the feel of it?
I'm telling you, and you young kids, you'll get a taste of it at some point, you hope.
Man, you have put some weird thoughts in my head today. You twerking and laying in a casket to try it out. I don't know if I want to repeat this.
Seeing,
that could put me in a casket.
I was just going to say, yeah, seeing me twerking might put you in that casket. So,
hey, Kelly, real quick, before we run out of time, we might actually ought to talk about sports. The Sun Belt has announced that it has extended its deal with the Mid-America Conference through the 28-29 basketball challenge season, which I think is kind of a cool thing, the MAC versus the Sun Belt. 12 men's teams, 12 women's teams. They've done it for 3 years now. It's kind of interesting. The Sun Belt men hold a 41-33 advantage. They have won more games. The Sun Belt women have not fared as well, 36-38 against the MAC. You know a lot more about the MAC than I do, but it does seem to me that these are conferences pretty equal and conferences that it would make sense to compete against one another.
And actually, to be fair, I think I'm a little surprised that that the Sun Belt has been as close to the MAC, because generally speaking, you get above the Mason-Dixon line. That's kind of the dividing line for when basketball is more popular than football. So I would be surprised if the Sun Belt didn't have a winning record. If you did the same thing in football, the Sun Belt, I think, would dominate. Yeah. But I'm a little bit surprised that the MAC hasn't just totally overrun the Sun Belt in basketball.
Been competitive. All right, we got a great show tomorrow.
Yes.
A really good show tomorrow. This is going to surprise some of you, perhaps. We're going to have Colby Allen on the show. That won't surprise you. But we're going to have our really good, dear friend, Travis Creel, who is now the head baseball coach at Jacksonville State University, on the Eagle Hour, and we look forward to talking to both of those guys.
And he's delighted to come on, which tells you what kind of a guy, you know, Travis is and has always been.
Travis Creel, Danny Lynch show about to come to Jacksonville, Alabama. Isn't that right?
And Danny Lynch will be on the show next week at some point.
Do you hear that, ladies? Southern Miss.
To the top. Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.